Biden flies over 8,500 Afghans into Pennsylvania in less than 2 weeks. By John Binder on September 8, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration has flown more than 8,500 Afghans into the Philadelphia International Airport in less than 2 weeks, new data reveal. As part of Biden's massive resettlement operation, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, officials confirmed that more than 8,500 Afghans had been flown into the city since August 28. Philadelphia International Airport, along with Dulles International Airport, was chosen by the Biden administration as the starting point by which Afghans would be flown into the U.S. despite not having completed their immigration processing. From there, Afghans are taken to U.S. military bases or processing sites where they are expected to stay for weeks before resettling throughout the nation. Those military bases where Afghans are taken include Fort Bliss in Texas, Fort McCoy in Wisconsin, Fort Dix in New Jersey, Fort Lee in Virginia, Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, and Camp Atterbury in Indiana. After their arrival, reports have indicated that Afghans are provided with a one-time $1,250 stipend. Over the course of 12 days in August, the Biden administration flew about 14,000 Afghans into Dulles International Airport before sending them to military bases and, eventually, resettling them across the U.S. This week, Biden administration officials confirmed they are looking to bring, in total, about 95,000 Afghans to the U.S. for permanent resettlement. Officials are asking Congress to authorize $6.4 billion in taxpayer money to fund the resettlement operation. Over the last 20 years, nearly a million refugees have been resettled in the nation, more than double the amount of residents living in Miami, Florida. And it would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.